What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Dress Down. Today, you know her, you love her. She's your favorite host. She's your favorite cosplayer. She's your favorite Disney princess. And today, she's our favorite patient, Itchy Brew.
I'm sick.
Do you like my dress?
I love your dress. Do you Thank like you. My outfit? I'm here to take care of you.
I do love it. I thank you for coming in theme. Yeah. This might be the most expensive thing I own.
Yeah, it's designer.
Yeah, literally probably gonna pay $3,000 for this, sadly. For people who don't know, which none of you know, because it literally just happened, but I went to the hospital last night. What was wrong with me? I don't know. Who knows? They never know. Anxiety, probably.
They never figured it out.
But I definitely stole this as I left because I was like, if I'm going to pay money, I'm taking this gown home and I'm going to have it and wear it on the podcast tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we stuffed it in the bag.
I think
maybe you can take them.
I'm sure that you can take them.
But they don't prefer you take them. Maybe?
I have no idea.
I know they let you take the grippy socks home.
Before we get a bill with the link to the episode.
They're like, you took the gown home.
It's like when you take the pillowcase from the hotel.
They destroy these.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so.
They don't reuse them?
I don't know.
People that work in hospitals, let us know. Maybe if you like get fluid on them. Do they destroy? That's how Disney was. The princess costumes.
Oh.
If you got like any sort of biohazardous fluid on it, they would take it and they would burn it.
Burn it?
In an incinerator room. Yeah.
Whoa.
Literally. Like even if it was just like a little drop of blood, like that they could wash out, they would take them and they would burn it. Or if a kid like threw up on you.
Yeah.
You would literally leave set. They would take it off and be like, take it to the burn room.
That sounds so dramatic.
I'd never seen the burn room. I don't know if it exists, but they say they incinerate it.
Mickey Mouse
throwing his head in there, like being like, we've got to burn his head.
Burn it.
It's just a cinematic photo of Mickey's face like sideways inside of an incinerator, like slowly melting.
He's like, or just like a sadistic evil Mickey, like, yes, I get to burn something today. And he's like,
throw it to me.
Give me it.
If any Disney character was a pyromaniac, who would it be? Max Goof?
Yeah. Definitely.
Or Pete's son, because Pete bullied him.
Yeah.
So he probably would be a school shooter.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
How'd we get here?
I don't – you know, who knows?
Sorry, I'm the worst podcast guest ever. My bad.
You are both a guest and a host. I feel like it's perfect because – we can volley off of each other and it's nice.
That's true. I'm the second most decorated host on this show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I've hosted once.
Correct.
Yep.
I was about to say you're probably the first most decorated host on the show because it for conventions. But yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So for those of you who are listening and not watching, we are dressed up because Amanda was in the hospital last night. So she is in her hospital gown that she was in the hospital, including her bracelet. And on theme, I am dressed up as a sexy nurse. So I have...
I love the shoes.
Thank you. I have your medical chart here with your diagnosis on it. I know
they
They couldn't figure it out last night, but I got you.
I knew it.
Unfortunately, you're dying of ligma.
Lick my balls. What's the treatment, doctor? Doctor, what's the treatment?
We need to get this girl laid stat.
Immediately. I just love. So there is a chart in my hand that is a medical chart and it says virgin and needs treatment stat. And we use this for a photo shoot.
We did.
Where we were doing something for our friend Brian for Four Eyes and we were all nurses.
Mm-hmm.
But this has stayed in the warehouse since then.
Yeah.
And we keep finding it at like the perfect times when we're with people that like would think it was weird. And we'll be like, haha, look at this. It says here you're a virgin.
And it's always around. It's never not around.
Nope.
I don't know why.
No. We did that like 3 3 years ago or 2 years ago?
Yeah. There's stuff that I can't find that I need that I just bought like 2 days ago. And this will ever, like, will always be findable for some reason.
We can't get rid of it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, how are you feeling?
Better. But I've felt better before. I don't know if y'all like can pick up in the microphone me being like. So I still am breathing pretty badly, but there is a warehouse on fire in Los Angeles right now, not to triangulate where we are, but at least 100 miles away from us.
So far.
So close, that is pouring ammonia into the sky. So maybe that's it. Maybe I'm allergic to something. Maybe I have anxiety. Maybe I'm dying of hentai virus. I don't know. I have felt better, but I feel better than I did when I was like, and I'm going to the ER now.
Yeah, I'd like to explain this from my perspective last night. So we have an app where we can track each other's locations, and it's more than just the stock Apple.
Yeah,
like
find friends.
Location tracker.
Find my friends.
Because I have a Samsung, so everyone had to download other apps. And it tells you so much information. It tells you when somebody left their house. It tells you when they arrived to their location, how long they've been at their location, how fast they were driving.
It shows you their route of driving.
Yeah, it's so much information. So I'm here at the warehouse because it's about to be Anime Expo. So I've been here until 2 a.m., like 4 days in a row. Dremeling and crafting, and I had goggles on because I was doing all my dremeling in one fell swoop yesterday, and I didn't check my phone for hours. And when I finally looked at it, I had a message from Amanda that said at 11 something, and what if I go to the hospital? And I responded immediately when I saw it, which was at like 2 a.m., and was like, did you go? Like, what happened? Are you okay? But it said you hadn't been active in like 2 hours. So I was like, maybe she just went to sleep and it was fine. So I get in the car, I go to the house, I open the garage. Amanda's car is not in the garage. And I was like, oh my God, she went to the hospital. So I open this location tracker app and I zoom in and I'm like, she's been at the hospital since 12:15 and it's been an hour and a half and she's not responding to me. So I'm freaking out and I have foam dust all over me. I'm covered in it, head to toe, like on my face. I can't even get it off. There's so much of it on my arms and my chest. So I'm like in the shower on hold with the hospital.
I feel so bad that I didn't see your message.
And I assumed that if it was terrible, you would be like, I'm on my way there now.
Yeah.
So I didn't.
It was something that I wanted to do alone.
I assumed,
you know,
so.
Like,
yeah,
I was
yeah.
I walk this empty street.
I've done
it's
that
It's humbling
before.
To go to the hospital, too. Continue.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
It's a vulnerable place.
Yeah.
So I'm on the phone with a hospital that I know you're at because I found it on this app. And I call them, and I'm in the shower trying to wash off all this foam dust. And I'm, like, on hold because they're like, okay, Amanda, we have her. Let me transfer you. And then I was on hold forever. And then I'm in the shower. They hang up on me while I'm on a hold. And I'm like, okay. So I call back and I'm like, hey, I just got disconnected. I'm trying to find my friend. I just want to make sure she's okay. And they're like, oh, well, she's in the ER. There's no phones allowed in there. And I can't tell you anything about what's happening with her because you're just her roommate. And I was like, all right.
We're more than that. You don't understand the intricacies.
Listen, you don't know.
We've been roommates for 5 years.
You don't get it, okay? Yeah.
That's my sister.
So I was like, okay, if I come there, will you let me see her? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, okay. I assumed you fell asleep, but yeah. I just wanted to make sure you weren't dying.
Really, the problem was my phone was at 1%, so I set it on do not disturb. So I wouldn't. I also have apps like my Stray Kids app where every time a member of Stray Kids comments on something, it'll alert and go to my phone. And for some reason, one member of Stray Kids was just so active last night. And I was like, not now, Bing Chan. And I put my phone on do not disturb. But I messaged you being like, yeah, I'm here. I'm fine.
No,
right?
No,
that's
you
cool.
didn't.
I forgot about that.
No, you didn't.
Okay. Well, I put my phone on do not disturb.
Only message I got was, and what if I go to the hospital? That was it. So I'm like, okay, well, I have to go because I wasn't hearing from you. And I was like, I assume you're asleep, but like, what if I don't go and you are like having a heart attack and I don't know, you know? So I was like, I have to go. So I
thought you were still at the warehouse, honestly, because I forgot I put my phone on Do Not Disturb. And I was like, she's still working hard. It's only 1 a.m. I thought you'd be there till like 3. Well, so I was like, I could tell I was about to get out of there too. So I was like, it's fine.
Well, either way, I show up with a bag of snacks, Milk Duds, Amanda's favorite chocolate covered cement.
Yep.
My favorite, Raisinets.
Psychotic.
Disgusting.
I'm the only one who eats those. You should have been in the psych ward while you were
there. And is it a Stray Kids plushie?
Yeah.
And a dead Switch.
A care package, if you will.
A care package. And I was like, I'm here. And you were fine.
Yeah.
Thank God.
The most frustrating thing about the American healthcare system, among many things, is that if you go to any sort of urgent care or your general practitioner and say, I'm having breathing problems and pain in my arm, they're gonna send you to the ER regardless. Mm-hmm. That is step one, because they're like, we want to make sure that you won't croak within the next 24 hours. Mm-hmm. I had a doctor's appointment on Tuesday, and I have been having breathing problems for like 3 or 4 days. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I can make it to Tuesday. I can make it to Tuesday. And then I called my sister, like I always do. And I'm like, my inhaler's not working. I might be allergic to something. And she's like, you just need to go to the ER. And I'm like, I don't. And she's like, because blood clots are like a thing in my family. And I'm on birth control. I smoke cigarettes. I travel a lot where I'm on planes for 9 hours all the time. And I like don't love moving my body a lot, you know? Mm-hmm. I love being horizontal. So it's like,
fair.
I'm the perfect candidate for a blood clot. Mm-hmm. And if you have trouble breathing, and I would like for the past couple of days walking, I get out of breath and like talking to people. Mm-hmm. So my sister is like, just go. Just go and you hit your deductible.
Yeah.
And then for the rest of the year, you get free healthcare. Just go.
Yeah.
Might as well. And they're going to send you on Tuesday regardless. You're going to go to your doctor's appointment and they're going to be like, you're having trouble breathing? Well, first you have to go to the ER. Now I can go and be like, I went already.
Mm-hmm.
Give me an allergy test
or
something.
And here's all my results and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck, I might as well go.
Yeah. I always think that it's better to go and be safe than to not go and something be wrong. I mean,
yeah,
you can get more money, but if you die, you can't
that's true.
Come back to life.
You know?
Yeah.
It's an expensive bill, but here we are.
Yeah.
And I could just – so, like, I got there, and they were like, what are your symptoms? And I was like, arm and leg pain, shortness of breath. And the woman was like, you're on birth control? And I was like, aren't we all? Who can afford to have a child in this economy? And she was like, got it. And she was like, you smoke? And I was like, yeah. And she was like – and she looked at me like this. Like, how dare – you dumb bitch. And I went, I know. And she's like, sit down. I was like, okay. So immediately she's like, okay, we'll get a chest x-ray. They took like 9 million vials of my blood. I needed that stuff. They took me upstairs to get my legs tested for blood clots. Quick. And then I got placed in a bed in the hallway. And that was the moment where I was like, oh, I'm fine. Actually, if they put me in a bed in a hallway, I'm good. And that's when Danielle showed up.
That's when I pulled up.
And I was like, oh, man, like, you don't even need to be here. I'm in a bed in the hallway. Like, I'm fine.
Yeah, but right when I got there, they were like, we're here to take your blood. And I was like, well, I want to stay.
Oh, yeah, they did take my blood right when.
And I couldn't watch because I'm so bad with needles.
But like, blood went all over the bed, too, yeah, which was crazy.
I like, would look, and then I looked at you, and then I would look away.
They blew my vein out.
That's crazy.
That's not that bad, actually.
It was worse yesterday.
Yeah, it was. They did it on both sides. This one was better.
Yeah.
I will say at the hospital, at that specific hospital, every man wants a wife. I was carried from unit to unit by multiple men. And they were like, one man was like, man, your hair is just so nice. And I was like, gay? Like, but then he was like, it just looks really good on you.
It does.
Like, I don't normally like girls with short hair, but it looks really good on you.
You're not and like I'm other like, girls.
Okay. Thank you. But I was like, man, this guy must be like so lonely in his little unit being like, I'm helping old people stand up. I smell someone under a certain age limit and I must hit on her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
one way to find a love, go to the hospital.
Yeah. Why go to gyms? Why go to bars?
Yeah. Go to spend $5 million and go to the hospital. But then the cool part is if you meet somebody working in the hospital, they're working in the medical field.
Yeah.
It's good money.
Exactly. They can take care of you when you're sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or tell you you're fine. That's usually what my sister and my brother-in-law both are in the medical field. And they're like, just super glue it closed. Don't get stitches.
Yeah.
They're very against, unless it's this situation, then they're like, go see if you have blood clots.
Yeah. I have been saying this, though, but on the topic of your hair, I feel like this is your default skin to me. I feel like bangs, bob, like light blonde hair is you.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's a little shorter right now than I normally like it, but that's because my sweet woman is moving salons and she's not going to be cutting hair for 2 months. So I was like, cut it shorter. And so she cut it shorter than normal. But I do love a bob because I don't have to do anything to get ready. Mm-hmm. Like I literally dry it, sometimes flip it out. And then I feel like I look put together. Mm-hmm. But I do miss like doing cool braids and stuff, mm-hmm. I gotta say. But I feel like this is right. Yours is long with extensions and mine is bob.
Yeah.
Bob.
Yours is bob for sure. I think I'm excited to go lighter again. I feel like my hair has healed from when I fried it a year and a half ago.
Mine's fried as hell.
It doesn't look fried.
She was cutting it and pulled the layer up and there's like, Morgan, click away. Morgan, look away. There is like sections that are like really short all the way through. And I was like, oh, shit. And she was like, yeah, a little damaged. And I was like, fuck. This looks like Danielle's hair when she fried it. Luckily, it's not the top of my head.
Flashback to the first episode with Stella when I had that little tiny piece sticking up. Yeah, mine is finally the little pieces that were super, super short are finally down like past my ear now.
Nice.
Which is awesome.
Are you doing K18 treatments
or
anything?
No, I'm not doing anything.
We should do that. We should buy some K18 for the house.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it's really good for your
hair. Living room makeup wipes, living room K18.
Living room B complex.
Yeah.
What else?
The communal.
We should get
health bucket.
What is like Rogaine mousse? Mm-hmm. Just put it in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
I agree.
It's the fair hair curse. We just have thinner hair than most people.
I know. We're never beating the related allegations either, especially not when I go back lighter.
Let's go. sister. Well, are you going to be doing it at home?
No. I mean, I texted my hairdresser yesterday. She hasn't responded to me. So if she doesn't get back to me before AX, maybe.
I can't do any other hair color because I know how to do this so well myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just put bleach on it, and then I tone it with T18, and I call it a day.
Mm-hmm.
I save so much money.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do anything else.
That's how I'm trying to be. I'm ready. Ready to go back.
Yeah.
Finding my way back.
I heard Garnier 100 is really good and it's a lot better on your hair than just bleaching.
Oh, yeah?
And it's like an ashy blonde. Let's look into it after this.
Okay.
Okay. We'll look into it.
I have a group chat with you and Morgan. And recently I was like, and what if I bleach bath my hair? And
well, you sent that at 1 in the morning, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, that is true.
Which is always a sign.
And it was so funny to me because you responded and you were like, there she is.
She's back.
And Morgan just sent the most unhinged selfie of all time.
Her going,
Morgan hates when we talk about doing our own hair.
Well, then she needs to move here and do our hair for us. If you don't have a solution, don't criticize. Come here and be our little hair gimp.
Our little minion.
Our little hair girly.
I know.
But alas.
Well, I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, I'm all right.
I'm glad everything worked out. I'm glad that nothing
knock my teeth out
pressing is happening.
Get stitches and stuff like I have before in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're just not breathing at 100% capacity, I say, as I rip a huge toke of a vape. What could it be?
Well, at least they scanned your lungs,
right? It's that one Newport I was given. That one hit of one Newport. Just fucked me.
Yeah, what is your favorite cigarette?
Well, if we're being honest, you want to know the real answer? You want to know the real answer? Before Obama got elected, there were cigarettes that were legal in America, clove cigarettes specifically, they were called Dreams. And I would get the vanilla Dreams and I would smoke them, and they were pink sometimes and they had gold ones. That is the best cigarette.
And they were cloves?
They were cloves.
Do cloves have nicotine or no?
I think so. Oh. I mean, I was really young when I was – this was like – it was like one of the first things Obama did in office was get rid of these cigarettes.
Just get rid of vanilla cloves.
Yeah. And I wasn't old enough to be smoking them when I smoked them.
Yeah. No one is. Yeah. I think that's the whole cloves and black and mild market, actually.
Yeah. Yes. I remember I had a fake ID and I would go into the Tinderbox. Do you know what that is?
No.
It was like a chain of cigar places, but they sold those cigarettes there, and I would buy them, and the guy definitely knew I wasn't old enough to buy them. And I would have them and I would give them out at parties. I had it in a little metal case. Those were the best cigarettes. Mm-hmm. But they're not legal anymore. I don't even think they're made, but they might be. That's the best cigarette. If I had another option, I don't know, any menthol that isn't as harsh as a Newport. Like Marlboro menthols are fine.
Right.
Yeah.
This is a joke because Morgan, our good, bestest friend in the whole wide world, keeps getting very specific facts wrong about us.
I know.
And it's so funny.
It is really funny.
Morgan, I've
known.
That
she said, oh, go ahead.
Morgan, I've known for, I think, 12 years, maybe. Maybe 10, maybe like at least a decade.
Yeah.
And my favorite color has been red since I can remember how words work. And the other day we were at a GalaxyCon, I think, and Morgan was like, well, Danielle can talk about the color yellow for however long because
y'all
that's her favorite
21
color.
Questions or something, right?
Yeah. And I was like, my favorite color is what did you just say? And she was like, yellow, right? And I was like, Morgan.
You don't even know me.
It's multi-layered because we also have a joke now that we don't know if you know what yellow is.
Yeah, actually.
And orange, because Danielle has these curtains in her room that are camel colored. She has since replaced the curtains because they have become a point of pride in our household. And the curtains to me are yellow, yellowish brown. Like they're brown, but on the yellow side. Right? There's terracotta, which is brown with orange in it, and there's camel, which is brown with yellow in it. But her curtains are yellower than orange. And she says they're orange curtains, and we think they're yellow curtains, to the point where we went and got our colors analyzed, and we were like, Danielle, grab the curtains.
Grab the curtains.
So we could ask the professional color analysis lady what color they are. Danielle,
I forgot.
Conveniently forgot them.
No,
at
I
home.
Folded them up and put them on the couch to remember to bring them, and I didn't.
Yeah, I simply cannot believe that was unintentional. I can't believe it. Anyways, Danielle's favorite color is yellow to Morgan, and my favorite cigarette is a Newport.
Newport something. She said, I said, what's Amanda's favorite cigarette? And Morgan said, and I quote, I think she likes menthols.
True.
Maybe Newports.
Not that.
Camel Crush is probably what she wants.
Sure, yeah.
But I don't think they have those anymore.
She is correct. They do, I think, have Camel Crushes. I do love a Camel Crush, though. I like breaking the little ball. But I think that Morgan thinks I like Newports because when I'm so drunk that I want a cigarette from any stranger, I will like be like, does anyone have a cigarette? I'll take anything, even a Newport. So I think that she's just heard me say Newport so many times compared to any other cigarette, because that's kind of me saying like, I'll drink gutter water. I'm so thirsty. But because I've mentioned it so many times, she's equated that to being my favorite cigarette.
Right.
But that's not the case.
So we had a friend who got cigarettes for Amanda, and they got you Newports because that's what we thought your favorite was, because that's what Morgan said.
Correct.
And turns out that's not the case.
I lit it on our patio just to be like, I'll smoke a Newport just for good old shits and giggles. And I took one hit of it and I immediately put it out. And I was like, I am just not strong enough for that. But since then, I've been having breathing issues. So maybe it was just
a Newport.
I'm so weak to the Newports now. One whiff of a Newport put me in the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Max.
My bad. Wait, we can't tell him that I don't actually like Newports, though. Don't let him watch this episode.
Okay.
This is a no Max episode.
We'll let him know.
Yeah.
No Max is allowed to listen. Well, Anime Expo is coming up.
Woohoo!
Do you have any cosplay plans?
Speaking of smoking, I'm going to cosplay something that I haven't seen yet and is not out yet, called Chainsmoker Cat, which I saw on a TikTok and thought it was so funny and so easy because she's just a cat that like lives in her own filth and chain smokes.
That's really funny.
She's a cat girl.
I love her.
And she wears a giant t-shirt and giant sweatpants and Crocs and has a cigarette in her mouth. And I was like, that's easy. I have all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to cosplay that maybe. And then I'm going to be Chopper on Saturday and maybe cosplay something Sunday. Just go into our bag of tricks, aka the garage.
Mm-hmm.
What are you cosplaying?
Friday, I'm going to be a Pokemon for the third gen Pokemon group. I've said Groudon and then I got corrected to Groudon. And then I said Groudon, I got corrected to Groudon. So is it Groudon?
I say Groudon.
Groudon, okay.
But also, who gives a fuck?
That's true.
It's called Pikachu. Whatever.
Pokemon. So I'm doing an armored Groudon. I finished all of the foam work yesterday, so we're on to priming and painting. Shout out Nico, the best helper of all time, is 3D modeling half of it, and also finishing priming my costume for Saturday, which is a Halo suit. We're just going to cross our fingers that it can all be finished.
It will be.
I think so.
Yeah. I've seen you turn out things very quickly.
Painting is the thing that I enjoy the most.
Uh-huh.
And if all I'm doing is painting the Halo armor and gluing it onto a suit, I think I'll be just fine.
We have time too.
Yeah.
A week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got this.
I think so, too.
Easy.
Yeah. It'll be fine. I don't think I'm cosplaying on Sunday.
Sunday is Courtney's tattoo and Dan's tattoo party.
I know.
So maybe we just not cosplay.
Yeah.
And go and help with that.
I was thinking.
I might help.
Yeah.
Last year. My friend is having a grand opening of their tattoo parlor.
Unit 1 tattoo,
yes.
On Melrose. On Melrose.
Yeah. Very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Dan McWilliams tattoo parlor.
He's going to cover it's up my cool. back for me one day soon.
Yeah. I just cannot believe that your tattoo still looks like that.
I know.
Show the class.
I've been getting it removed periodically for, I want to say, three and a half, four years.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was like black at one point, but after
at
a certain
point,
it like plateaued, I feel,
yeah.
And it just has never Can you
it
see?
Looks the same for the past year. Not to like break your heart.
No, I know. Is it on this side or this side?
On the other side.
This side. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like still pretty
it
dark.
Has so many dots on it right now.
Yeah, I know.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
It's it looks really crazy. Itchy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you just need to cover it.
I think I do too.
Chat, put in the comments what she should get a big back piece of. Yeah.
What should
it's
I cover
my back piece
with?
Just a giant wolf howling at the moon.
Multiple angles. Like those like 90s JCPenney's.
What else could it be? Could be Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Could be...
Doodlebob.
Doodlebob.
Could be anything.
Could be anything.
Yeah.
Let's let chat pick.
You know what? That could be our Patreon goal.
Yeah. $5 billion.
I am excited you're doing Chopper again because I love that cosplay.
Hendo made it. I didn't make it. Everybody's like, you made such a great Chopper cosplay. I didn't make that. Wonderful. Hendo Art made that cosplay, and it is my prized possession. Mm-hmm. It's so good, and she's so talented. Yeah, I love it.
I'm excited.
I never feel cuter than in Chopper.
I also want Sunday to go inside of Anime Expo because I feel like I always spend all my time at the horseshoes, yeah, and I never go in and do stuff.
Same.
So I'd like to go in and do stuff,
yeah,
on Sunday.
I might do that on Saturday.
Mm.
Just because everybody does that on Sunday. And
true.
I don't buy a badge. So I try and get people to like give me badges on Sunday, but that's when everybody goes in.
Mm.
You know? Mm-hmm. Do you have a badge?
I do. I bought one this year.
I should buy one. I should support the convention. I guess.
A lot of money.
Is
to
it?
Be fair.
How much is it?
$200 for the weekend.
That's not horrible.
It's not horrible.
That's like music festival money. It does feel like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But they do it on Thursday too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
That's $50 a day.
Mm-hmm.
That's not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
But not something I want to spend if I don't have to.
Yeah. I think that 4-day ticket is cheaper than this than buying 2 days, though.
Really?
I think the individual days are 90.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Not as expensive as I thought it would be. I thought it was going to be like $320.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's that theme park price.
I know. It's 4 days of fun.
4 days of fun.
That's, 4 days of fun.
That's part of my script for all the GalaxyCon commercials.
Is it? You're the voice of God at GalaxyCon, and that's so funny to me.
I'm trying to remember the rest of it. GalaxyCon is not just a Comic-Con. It's 4 days of fun filled with your favorite anime, celebrities, cosplayers, voice actors, gaming, and more.
Yeah, if you have cable, you could possibly hear Danielle's voice talking about GalaxyCon on your local channels.
That's right. That's right. Speaking of GalaxyCon, you are an incredible host. So naturally gifted and talented and charismatic. Do you ever get stage fright?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, that's why I ask you for so much propanol.
For legal reasons, I never share.
Yeah, she told me to get my own prescription, which I did. But yeah, I do. If I think that the person is – how do I put this without making it weird? My worst fear is that I get up on stage and offend someone. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I read their mannerisms incorrectly. Like, some people want to get up there and just have a silly, goofy time.
Mm-hmm.
And some people get up there and want to talk about the craft of acting in the middle of Des Moines, Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And that is cool and fine. I just don't want to let them down.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I get the most nervous. When I meet someone and they're like a thespian,
mm-hmm,
and don't want to talk about the fandom of it all,
mm-hmm,
I do it. And it's not hard, but mm-hmm, I psych myself out of it sometimes because my biggest fear is offending somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I do sometimes, but a good old beta blocker fixes that issue right up for me. And right. then suddenly I am the biggest film critic on the planet and mm-hmm. I can ask them many, many things.
Right.
But I don't normally get, I think also moving to Los Angeles has helped me not be super starstruck anymore.
Yeah.
I have like met people socially that I never would guess that I would meet or mm-hmm. be in a room with.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, they're all just people. They're all just guys and gals
mm-hmm.
and thems living their lives, you know? So I think that not like sparkle has been taken away, but like the curtain has been lifted on celebrity for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really get starstruck anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I could meet even people that I really adore and still be like, and that's just a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Love ya. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's been humanized.
Yes.
In a way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you do any like warm-ups or anything to prepare, or do you ask them before you go out what they want to talk about, or do you kind of wing it?
Sometimes.
What's your process?
It depends. Like, typically I speak to their agent first. Mm-hmm. It depends on how high profile the celebrity is.
Mm-hmm.
Some, like I did Rosario Dawson, very nice lady. Her agent is Mike, and he asked me for the questions beforehand so mm-hmm. they could go over them together.
Mm-hmm.
And just to like double check that there wasn't any weird ones. And they came back and they were like, those are all great. And I was like, great.
Like, who did you vote for last election?
Yeah. Well, sometimes I'll be like, is there anything that you don't want me to talk? This was not with Rosario Dawson. This was just in general. I'll go up to some celebrities and be like, is there anything that you don't want me to mention or bring up? And some of them will be like, religion. And I'm like, well, duh.
Well, duh, yeah.
Well, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Besides the obvious,
yeah.
Religion, politics, et cetera, like personal life. Like,
mm-hmm.
I won't ask you about those.
Mm-hmm.
I usually don't – I don't think I've ever interviewed someone who doesn't align with my political values publicly.
Mm-hmm.
Like someone who – I would never interview Tucker Carlson, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never – any celebrities that's been outspoken about politics that I don't agree with, I've never interviewed. I've had the opportunity to do it once, and I – asked politely the convention that I was at if I could be switched off, and they said yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that was cool. But I did once interview this was before I knew that, who this like anything about this person.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, is there anything you don't want me to say before we go on stage? And he was like, yeah, like politics, religion, whatever. And he was like, you know what? Actually, let it rip. Let's talk about Israel and let's talk about this. And I was like, yeah, okay, perfect. And because he was joking with me. And so I threw a joke back and was like, yeah, let's just get out there and just say you're a big old Zionist, like as a joke. Turns out
it didn't land.
No, he laughed.
Oh, okay.
He
okay.
laughed. It
okay.
was fine.
Uh-huh.
But the AV guys, later, after the panel, was like, did you know that guy has Zionist allegations against him? And I was like, oh my God, no, I didn't. And I've been Googling him. They might have lied, but he is Jewish. And that doesn't mean you're a Zionist, but apparently he did have Zionist allegations against him. And I said that to his face, but he laughed.
But then
that
like
was
not,
the last time that I ever made that joke.
Yeah.
It was the what's your trauma joke.
Right.
It just backfired.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
The fun thing about rolling high in charisma is you usually pass, but sometimes you fail badly.
Yeah.
And I never made that joke again.
Yeah. Witchy likes to do this thing where if there's like a lull in conversation, Witchy's fun little party trick is to be like, so what's everyone's trauma?
I want to know.
And sometimes it's funny and
yeah. It usually
everybody
is really funny.
Usually everybody rolls with it, but there are times where that has fallen real hard and I meet, we've been like clutching each other under the table.
Some people, I mean, if somebody was like, what's your trauma? I would be like, I never got picked first for kickball, you know, like as a joke. But one time we were out and this guy unloaded his trauma heavily on us. And we were like, we did not request this. We did not. And I kept looking at Danielle being like, what have I done? What have I done?
You were like, I'm never saying this again. And we went to dinner like 3 days ago and she was like, so what's your trauma? And I was like, no.
Had two groups and it was me, Danielle, and Jono, and then people that Danielle and I didn't know. And one of the people from the other party got stuck at our table. So she was a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
And it was me, you, and Jono.
Mm-hmm.
And we were also really tired. So it was like, we weren't talking. And then there was, we were just eating. And then I went, so what's everybody's trauma? Mm-hmm. And she thought it was so funny.
It was funny.
And she told us the hot goss.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was great.
It was pretty funny.
It changed the course of the dinner, I would say.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Really loosened everybody up.
She was cool. I liked her.
Yeah, me too.
We talked about a lot of stuff that night.
We really did. We really did. One more question about hosting. Do you think that because each convention is a little bit different and because each person wants to talk about different things, that what makes a host a good host is your ability to be versatile and roll with the punches? Or do you think that the most important quality a host can have is being good on the microphone? Or does that make you good on the microphone?
There's so many different types of good hosts.
Mm.
I think that really the only time I've ever seen like bad hosting is when they're not actually listening to the answers that the people are giving because they're so in their head about the questions that they're asking that it's like, so how was it working with Dave Filoni? And then the person like goes and says something really interesting that you could ask a follow-up question about. And then they're like, cool, cool, cool. What was your favorite movie growing up? You know? And it's like they're not listening to the answer because, yeah, they're waiting to ask the next question. I think that to me is the most important part about it, you know, like listening to the person and having a conversation. Gear up on stage, having a conversation with people that a lot of people in the audience like would love to do, you know? So it's like, why are you wasting this opportunity? Ask them and have a conversation with them, you know? Yeah. I think that's the most important.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Have you ever seen any like kind of like awkward panels where you're just like, what do you notice?
I have seen some awkward panels.
What can I do to avoid that?
I have never seen you do anything that I'm like.
Well, we're always working, so.
Yeah. I think that you're so naturally charismatic. And I've said this before. I think I've told this exact story on this podcast before when we've been talking. But you are so Southern charm, Disney friendly with everybody on the phone, like to customer service people. And I'm so like Northern New York, like get down to business. We're here for a job and not unfriendly. I don't think that I mean, but I just don't think that I don't think about engaging with people the way that you do. And then I'll see you like you walked into the warehouse yesterday and you were like, hi everyone, and you were like introducing yourself to everyone, and I was like, oh man, I suck.
Well, that sweet girl offered me a Benadryl and I was like, I didn't even ask her name, and then I was like, I don't think we've met before. What's her name?
Yeah,
she's really nice.
She is really nice. I got her information because she's a wig styler.
Oh.
And the community needs those.
Mina. She's really nice. I have to look at her wigs.
Is Mina in here right now?
Mina, are you here? She was here earlier. I hate to yell into this microphone. Probably is here. They're crushing a bunch of cosplays right now.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. Very proud of the squad.
The RuneScape one that Jesse made was sick.
I know.
Really cool.
I saw it all
unfold
done.
In my eye in real time.
Yeah, that rocked.
That's how I feel about your Groudon. Oh, am I allowed to say what Pokemon it is?
Yeah, yeah, I did. Okay, I did.
Cool. Oh, yeah, we did talk about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited to see it done.
I'm excited too. Cool.
She's right over there, guys. She's right over there.
In pieces, but.
In pieces. I'm making quick progress. It's nice to know that my foam work is still fast.
Yeah.
Because I haven't done it in so long.
That's how I feel about cosplay in general.
I know, but you also are naturally good at things, including cosplay. I feel like you have an eye for aesthetics where you can look at something, not necessarily know how to do it, but you're like, this needs this. And then you can like follow that path to get to that thing. But some people don't know what they're looking for. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where I feel like I have to kind of like try stuff until I'm like, oh, there it is.
Yeah.
But I feel like you have this innate ability to be like, it needs a belt. Or you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's like, but what kind of belt? But like you already know that you need a belt. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the way you do it more though, because then you can innovate more because you're trying so many things. Well, with our powers combined.
With our powers combined. Wee. Okay, we're going to play a game.
I love a game.
This game is only playable with you and probably Morgan because we have so many group chats. But the game is I'm going to read off the name of a group chat that we have and you have to say what the group chat is about.
Okay. Okay.
The first is Insane Posse.
Oh, that went through a lot of trial and error for different group chats names, mm-hmm. but we finally landed on ICP, which is Insane Posse. At first, it was My Least Favorite Friends, and then we changed it to ICP, Insane Posse. That is the Girly Pops.
The Girly Pops.
The Girly Pops. We got me, you. We got Morgan. We got Cheyenne. We got Hendo. We got Kate. We got, who else is in there? Other people.
Don't remember.
Other people are in there. But the squad.
The squad.
If you will.
The squad. Is it too cold for WeHo?
Oh. Is it too cold for WeHo is our group that we go out to WeHo with. That's me, you. Luigi, Michael, sometimes Cheyenne.
Yes. WeHo is short for West Hollywood.
West Hollywood.
Which is the
gayberhood.
Yes.
Yep. Exactly. The gayberhood of Los Angeles. And sometimes we get our designated gays and we go to WeHo and we have a good time.
We go to the Abbey and we watch
our
backs.
A couple of times we've tried to go and it is cold. So it's like, is it too cold for WeHo? Because you can't go clothed to WeHo.
Yeah, you gotta
look slutty.
Yeah, and you gotta have big heels. Yeah. You can't wear flat shoes.
And you can't bring a jacket. So is it too cold?
Is it
too cold for WeHo? Yeah.
Do sluts get cold?
Hoes don't get cold.
Hoes don't get cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jono's John Hose.
Jono's John Hose is our friend Jono, and then me, Danielle, and Morgan. So it's the main group chat, but with Jono. Right now, it's called Jono's John Hose Asian Adventure.
Yeah.
Because we are planning a trip to China and Japan.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's Jono's John Hose.
Jono's John Hose. That's my favorite group chat name that we have. It's just us Jono's asking Jono questions as if he's ChatGPT.
Literally.
Jono, what do I do if I need to get a credit card? Which credit card should I get? Which travel card is the best
card? Who named that one? I don't know if I named it.
It was you or Morgan because it wasn't me. Yeah.
Maybe it was me.
Yeah,
I did name it Jono's John Hose Asian Adventure. That one's been around for like 3 years.
Forever, yeah.
So that one's tough to say who named it.
Maybe it was Morgan.
It might have been Morgan.
It feels like a Morgan name.
Morgan's also very good at naming group chats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Real Housewives of Pasadena.
The Real Housewives of Pasadena is me, you, and Stella because we live near Pasadena. So we are called the Real Housewives of Pasadena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one that Stella will text us at like 11 p.m. and be like, I'm coming over.
Yes, she will. She one time just appeared at our house because our door was unlocked, which we have since fixed that with an automatic door lock.
Yeah, but yeah, yeah. She sent us a picture in the living room.
In our living room while we were out at a bar. And she was like, I'm in your house. And we were like, well, this is a security breach that we didn't know about.
Like, what did you do?
We have to solve that tonight.
Climb the tree?
Yeah.
Please, God, no new group chats.
That one wasn't me that named that. I think that that...
I think I named that.
I think it sounds like a me that name. One. That one is just a group of us. The ones that went to Portland and did the mushrooms, I think. It's like Justin Ryan, Hendo is in it, Eric is in it, me and you. I'm missing some people. I think Alvin might be in that one. Kate, John, a big group of us. Mm-hmm. But there's so many iterations of that friend group in group chats.
I know.
That it was named thus because there are so many. It'll be like we have a version of that group chat all with each person missing. I'm
yeah,
pretty
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. I think so.
Like there's one out there that doesn't have me in it, but it's all of those people.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like the final one where it was like, please God, no more group chats.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I made another one. Sue me.
The same. It's the same group of people.
It's the same group of people.
But another group chat with one person missing.
It was that one I know is
was
when
it to plan
John,
Eric's birthday?
John was planning Kate's birthday.
Yes. Yeah. Somebody was planning a birthday and took him out. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. The Council of Correct Immaculate Women.
Yeah, that is a group of us that when we meet someone new because we've been burned so badly, we just say, hey, is this person cool? Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, always had a good interaction with them. And that is, and then we go, the council has spoken. just to make sure that we don't have any creeps in our midst anymore.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
I don't want to out the council because it's a secret society.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
I was going to say not to out the council.
Yeah, the
but
council
I
won't be outed,
would,
but it is a group of women specifically that is like, is this person dangerous or vibe? Do we have anything like, there's no badness about this person, right?
Mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
the council.
Yeah. Horrors, but spelled W H O R R E R S.
That is a Cheyenne one. Cheyenne made that one. And that is for us to go do spooky things in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's a bunch of spooky hoes going to do Halloween themed things. And mm-hmm. it's called Horrors.
Horrors.
Yeah. It's all the goth alt baddies in that chat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like to do delusion stuff.
Yeah. Tonight they're going to a UFO cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which I was going to do until I went to the hospital. And then we had to push this. we were going to do this way earlier. But
that's okay.
The horrors are out of just seeing glad. UFOs right now.
Yeah. Just glad you don't have a blood clot.
Same.
The suicide prevention hotline.
Suicide prevention hotline.
I knew you were waiting for that one.
Is me, you, and Morgan.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because every time that appears on my phone and someone sees it, they're like, are you okay?
Me too. It happens every time.
But yeah, that's our longest running, most active group chat for me at least.
Yeah, that one's pinned to the top of my Messenger.
Same. Yeah. And that is the name of me, you, and Morgan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Operatives for hire.
Operatives for hire. Oh. So operatives for hire is similar to Council of Immaculate Hot Women. But it was about a specific situation where we were trying to figure something out and had to get very involved to see specific things, and we felt like FBI agents.
Mm.
Yeah. So,
should we talk about that publicly or no?
I'm down to talk about it publicly. I don't mind talking about what the operatives for hire was about.
Ah! Okay. Let's not use names, but why not?
We can talk about it. I don't care. Do you not want to talk about it?
I always get nervous, but I think so. I'm always on the fence about stuff like this because on one hand, I don't want to one, be unprofessional or sure. like unhirable, where like I'm talking about drama. So like
yeah.
if a con or like a business wants to hire me, they're like, oh, but she's messy. I also...
I don't think pedophiles are messy. Talking about pedophiles is messy.
Well, that's what I was gonna... That was my follow-up. That was, in fact, my follow-up.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we were so nice for 4 years.
Mm.
So, and we were really good. And we were not messy.
Right.
And then it bit us in the ass.
Right.
And now the people deserve to know.
Okay.
We didn't say anything.
Listen.
For 4 years. Nothing. And guess what?
And guess what?
It hurt us in the end. So I am fine about talking about it on a podcast, on a soapbox, outside of AX, at a Pokemon cosplay meetup.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. You know what? And it, we can always cut it.
Yeah,
if we
could.
Don't want to.
We could.
If we want to.
We could leave it for Patreon.
True. Let's speak on that then, shall we?
All right. I would love to.
Okay.
Do we start from the beginning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so let's do, because there's only 5-10 minutes left in the public one. Okay. Let's do a short version.
Okay.
And then transition to Patreon and do a long version.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a fake story, by the way.
Right.
For legal purposes, this is not a real story.
Completely alleged.
Yeah, this is all alleged. It's never happened.
Mm-hmm.
This was never a dream. Never happened.
A dream that we all shared.
A nightmare.
Collectively.
Truly. So Danielle and I had a friend, probably like 2021, I guess, that was close to Danielle and me. And then I kind of had a falling out with her. And kind of let her know, like, hey, I respect that you and Danielle are still friends. That's fine. You and I are in a weird place. The door is always open, but I'm done trying to be your friend. But she was around. She was at our house dating someone new, right? I hadn't met the person that she just started dating. But had you?
No.
You hadn't either. Because they had only met a couple times, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, tell me about this new person that you're dating. I want to know. Tell me about them. And she was like, oh, it's this person. They do this. They work in finance, et cetera, et cetera. They live here. And I was like, let me see a photo. And she was like, I don't have a photo.
As you do with your friends.
Because I cared. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if we weren't close, I was like, let me know about your life.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can get back to where we were, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I don't have a photo. And I was like, oh, well, you say he works in finance. Like, what's his name? He has to have a LinkedIn if he works in finance. He has to. There's no way that he doesn't. So she told me his name. And I knew what city he lived in, and I typed his city name, and no LinkedIn came up, but the only thing that came up was a man's mugshot on the sex offender list. And I jokingly, 100% jokingly, really didn't think that it was him, because the way she described him did not look like this mugshot. Mm-hmm. I turned it around and I said, well, the only thing that has this guy's name is this guy, and he's on the sex offender list.
So it can't be him,
can't
right?
Can't be him.
I remember
can't
that specifically.
Yeah, we were at the kitchen table.
It can't be this guy.
Can't be this guy.
Yeah.
And she just turns white. And she was like, and I was like, is this him? And she was like, yes. And I was like, oh. And she obviously starts freaking out, which sucks. But I was like, well, I can pay $30 with you right here, right now, and we can do a background check on him if yeah. you want, if you want more information.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, yes, I do. So I spent $30 of my own money, and I did a background check on this man. And it turns out he is a pedophile and tried to lure. Oh, allegedly.
Yeah.
He was charged with pedophilia. Luring a child off from the internet. And then one of the charges was sexual assault. And they all got a plea deal. And the only one that stuck was luring a child from the internet with intent to exploit. And that's mm-hmm. why he was on the sex offender list, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. A child under 15.
Under 15. We since know how old the child was, but that's something
later. It was on there. It
yeah,
was
but it just said under 15.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It ended up being a 13-year-old, right? Or 14?
I think 14.
14. One of the ages. But we have since found out how old the child was. But I show it to her, and she's like, oh, my gosh, I have to call him. And so she calls him, and he's like, oh, I'm in space. I can't talk on the phone right now. she's like, please call me back. And he's like, okay, I will. And he doesn't call her back for like, what, 2 hours?
Something like that, yeah.
And says that he was at the gym and then gave her a story. And then she comes downstairs and she's like, guys, it's fine. He was set up and I believe it. Mm-hmm. And we were like, okay, you believe it? And she was like, yep. And it's going to be knocked off his record in November. And I was just like, all right, well, she's our friend at this time, you know? Like, we want to hope best for friends. She said that the cops were corrupt, so she's like, please don't tell anyone. And we were like, that's a weird thing to ask us not to do. That's a big deal. Allegedly, that man might be a pedophile.
Allegedly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. So we were like, okay, well, you're our friend. Maybe, I think our hope was that she would break up with him.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it was like, you've only met a couple times.
Or, I mean, not that it's necessarily realistic, but I was also trying to hold space for the idea that
maybe he was
yeah. innocent.
Yeah. Maybe he was.
And it was going to be taken off his record.
Yeah. Agreed.
That year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. And this was in like June or something. Don't quote me. And then she said it was supposed to be knocked off his record in November. Mm-hmm. So I remember not telling a soul, even Morgan,
mm-hmm.
till November. And then November comes around and I look and it's still on there. Yeah. So we didn't tell anybody. We were just like, which goes kind of against my intrinsic instincts as a woman.
Yeah. Absolutely.
To not tell people about someone's record.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So that was tough.
Because you're potentially putting people that you love in dangerous situations.
Correct.
Yeah. But it becomes a rock and a hard place because you want to not betray one person by telling anybody because yeah. – you want to be a good friend to them.
Correct.
But then if you do that, you become a bad friend to party B. Yeah, or yeah. everyone else because you're not giving them information that could be potentially harmful.
Correct. And so, I don't know that man. I never know. If that man walked down the street, I wouldn't know him.
Right.
You know, why do I have to trust him?
Right.
But we had to trust our friend's judgment mm-hmm. at that time. If. Mm-hmm. We were choosing to trust our friend's judgment at that right. time,
mm-hmm.
Which I feel like bit us in the ass very
sure
badly.
Sure did.
So we didn't tell anybody.
We waited till November.
Yeah,
we didn't tell anyone.
We waited till November. We didn't tell anyone. We were just kind of hoping that either she would break up with him or he would be innocent and it would be taken off his record. Mm-hmm. But that
hoping
came
for
and
the
passed.
Best.
Yeah, that came to pass. It wasn't taken off. Waited a couple more months. It still wasn't taken off.
Mm-hmm.
So all signs point to that was a lie, right?
Right.
Like it was not true.
That is at least how it was appearing.
Correct.
Right? Because if we were waiting a few months and then it wasn't happening, you know, maybe they need a little bit more time. Yeah. But
we waited
it was
a whole
about
year. I remember checking the next November and being like, still there.
But at this point, it's been what, 4 years? 4 or 5 years?
Yes. Well, we
Six
in
years?
that other there was some things that happened in between the 4 or 5 years, though,
mm.
that we had like – because we didn't tell Morgan for the longest time.
I know. But
we tell Morgan everything.
But to the tune of like, well, it's still not gone.
Yeah.
You know, it's still not gone.
Because we know now why it's still not gone. Because he said that he gave like a crazy story that he said that it was a setup, that there was a girl that asked to buy him weed or him buy her weed that was underage, and he didn't know that she was underage. She like said that she left her ID at home. So he bought her weed because it's legal where they live, California. But so he bought her weed, and then he was like, well, hold on, I'm going to go. Well, before he bought her weed, he said, hold on, I'm going to go home and then come back for some reason. Give me your phone number, I'll message you. So that is the internet part,
or Instagram.
So he was like, I'm back to buy you weed. Let me buy it for you. Bought it for her. She was like, let's smoke it in your car. And then they got in the car to smoke it. And apparently she just took her shirt off, and cops ran up to the car and arrested him just right when she got in the car and took her shirt off. And allegedly it was a minor, a real minor that they used to take her shirt off.
Yeah.
Because they do that. They don't use real minors for that sort of thing.
And it was because she got caught doing something bad, and they told her that if she cooperated with them,
she had to go and take her shirt off in men's cars. No, that's not a thing.
Right.
They don't do that. They use adult women who have consent and are adults, and they pretend, and they don't do any sort of lavacious act.
Yeah.
In the car. It just didn't make any sense. The moment she told me that story, I was like, that, it was like Katie Heron, you know, in Mean Girls, when she was like, wrong. That's wrong.
Wrong.
In her head. I was like, no.
Right.
But I was just like, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, I want to keep talking about this, but we did run out of time on our episode. So let's
free me.
Keep talking about this on the extended part. So before we close out the episode, let everybody know what you're doing and what you're up to, and then we'll keep talking about our trauma.
My name is Witchy. I'm doing a lot of cons this year, as per usual. I am going to be at every GalaxyCon and Animate for the foreseeable future. I am still on Instagram, still there. I'm trying to up my social media presence, because now I find it fun again. The burnout has left me.
Yay.
And I'm going to start doing stuff on Instagram again. But yeah, you can find me at witchy.brew on Instagram. Some form of witchy brew anywhere. Mm-hmm. Witchy-brew on TikTok. What are the other ones? That's it. Yeah, you can find me there.
Yeah.
Those are the most important ones. Snap me. On Venmo, you can find me at witchy-brew. Send me a dollar.
It's funny because
I got to pay a medical bill.
You got to pay for your dress.
Send me with $1 from each of you, I could go get Taco Bell.
Right.
Yeah.
It's funny because the notes that I had prior to this being the story that we were talking about is you were never bullied in school.
I wasn't bullied in school.
What was your school like, and were you parent to your parents?
That's a lie. I was bullied in the all-girls school, but I left that school.
Right.
And then I got a fake ID, and everybody wanted to be my friend.
The juxtaposition between me asking you what color notebooks were for which subjects, and then
we could talk about this all
us
day.
Talking instead about an alleged child predator is hilarious.
The people need to
me.
Know, because we've been silent. Were you silent, or were you silenced? We have been silent for so long, and it really hurt us in the end.
It
and
really
it hurt
did.
The public.
Yeah.
So
it really did. Well, now, it's a good day to be a Patreon subscriber.
It's a good day to be a Patreon subscriber.
If you're trying to sip the hot tea.
Yeah.
So continue.